Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is P.A. Pashabin. I'm from Cotton, Minnesota. I'll be reading three poems. Carolina's Two Gardens. Bleeding hearts drip ecstasy beyond the fence. Sunflowers, roses, nightshade, morning glories, burst in riotous raggle-taggle, pageants of stem and pistil, wild and tame. One block north, where vegetables are corralled, Carolina stoops to cabbage in precise rows. Her strawberry hair is rolled tight to the nape, each strand confined beneath mesh netting. Old man, she mutters, attacking weeds, portioning soil. She works for skillet, clutching spade and hoe, wipes her sweat on a flowered apron over a dime store dress. Old man sits stout on an iron-backed chair, sips creamed tea from a porcelain saucer, shouts, Carolina, bring more, bring tea, more bread, more soup, more vodka, more everything, old man, old man. Carolina stands straight among her flowers, scatters seeds wild and tame, whispers secrets to the sunflowers bent to her caress. A summer breeze catches her long red hair, loosened like apron strings. Skystones. When they sense your eye, wise geese huddle close to shore, extend long, dark necks flat against the water. Surgical waves complete the illusion, separating heads from bodies. Now they are still, smooth mounds, stepping stones before the cedar bog waiting for your foot. There are 5 mated pairs. Between them, 13 goslings turn to pebbles, imitating their parents without reason, curious at this new, more serious game. Your boat drifts past convincing rubble, but you know the truth of feathers, how they sweep up from the shore, living stones throwing themselves against unbreakable sky. As the bait bucket empties, the single live minnow flops wildly in the grass, escaping the torture of the round white room where days he endured the lifeless stares of companion minnows swirling with the pulse of an aerator cocooned in their own decay. There is a hole in the universe, a place devoid even of dark matter. This cold hole, 6 billion light-years of emptiness, is where he wishes to place his frantic heart.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.